If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
May 24th, 2024, Glenn and Flobo together again talking about SmackDown, the go home for King and Queen of the Ring. Well, they were not even going home. They're there.
Yeah, let's say that.
Yeah, they're
at the home.
They're on the Go There show. It goes there, like Degrassi. Tonight, talking about SmackDown in KSA. We know who the finalists are for King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring. High stakes tomorrow. Who's going to win? Cody Rhodes or Logan Paul? We'll discuss and make our predictions. They might surprise you.
Oh, wait. You have to do predictions, right? I should probably write those down. Yikes.
I mean, it's kind of predictable.
The winner is the fans, man.
Yes, through the fans. We're all winning because we're watching this. But we got all that and more, including something I popped for tonight that most of you probably didn't even notice, but I thought it was dope. Okay, before we get into that, Flobo, what's going on in the news?
A whole lot's going on in the news. Can't believe it's the go home show for King of the Ring. But first things first, it's not about the King of the Ring, it's about 2026. Question mark? Yes, the date heard around the internet world as Minneapolis scores their first SummerSlam, and also, sorry, their first two-night SummerSlam of all time is coming to you live from the Twin Cities. That's right. Not in 2025. That'll be next year, but the year after that. And there was speculation of Minneapolis becoming a WrestleMania host that went to Vegas for next year, but this had here is pretty much broken the internet. He's in quotes because really nobody cared, but I do because I love SummerSlam. It's my favorite pay-per-view event or PlayerRam live event of the year, so I'm pumped like jam.
Yeah, hey man, you now twice as much to love for SummerSlam. Do you think it's going to stay two nights going forward?
I see, that's why I don't know. So like, I actually wrote a blog post about this because I'm a nerd. I like the idea. I felt like of the big four, SummerSlam gets kind of cast by the wayside, right? You have War Games, you got the Royal Rumble is the biggest casual event of the year, and WrestleMania is WrestleMania. SummerSlam's kind of hanging on. But to say 2 years from now, wrestling will be so hot to support a second two-night event is kind of bold, if not a little bit arrogant. So I don't know. I really I'm torn. I hope it's still sustainable, but I would hate for no one to go to SummerSlam because you're like bored of wrestling by then.
Isn't it amazing at the Las Vegas WrestleMania announcement video and the production, they use like that Mandalorian technology of the screens, the digital screens behind Triple H showing Vegas, and it was all hyped and, you know, are you ready? And then tonight it was like Triple H on a VHS camcorder in front of a white wall, just being like, Minnesota, SummerSlam, two nights. Are you ready?
Yeah. It just seems like a compromise left and right. I was like, we'll give you one 2 years from now. And it's pretty big. Have you heard of the SummerSlam? Remember Jesse the Body Ventura was there in 99? And that was pretty much it.
Yeah. I want the Wrestling Inc. fans out there, I want you to remix that Triple H promo, and I want you to key out that white backdrop and do shots of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and get people hyped. I'm talking Mall of America. I'm talking Twins games. I'm talking going over the bridge. Maybe in front of the Glam Slam, recreate like the Purple Rain album cover. Like, let's get some Minneapolis hype going on. for SummerSlam 2026.
But do you think that, does that really hype you up more though? Like, I'm not saying Minneapolis is on anyone's top five bucket list cities. It could be on yours, but seeing it's two nights, would that be a part of your destination, a tourism, wrestling travel thing, you think?
I've been talking about this. It sounds like a broken record. AEW, if you want to watch Collision in Double or Nothing, like, they at least have that going on this weekend in Vegas. They're Saturday night and Sunday night. They're both at the Garden and MGM. But because WWE does WWE World, the essentially just access, you know, AEW this year is really not having AEW Fan Fest, not having StarCast. If you want people to go someplace, give them stuff to do for multiple days, not just nights, but days.
Right.
And then it becomes a vacation destination. So I think SummerSlam, I think you're going to have SmackDown the night before.
Right.
You're going to have SummerSlam Saturday and Sunday. They'll do WWE World. There'll be press conferences. There'll be activities. And who doesn't want to go to Minneapolis in the beginning of August?
Well, I guess it's better that than like April, but I guess I have two questions. And one of them is actually shared by Fernando Perez in the chat. One, why is it announced for next year? And two, if it's a city that I was not going to go, like say Perth or Lyon, France, sometimes you could adjust the stadium for that. Like Perth obviously wanted it. They had the people to bring it. It was huge. Backlash is a little bit more smaller, so they had a smaller venue. But I can't imagine SummerSlam filling up that stadium two straight nights unless they rope some sections off. So why is it not next year, and why is the venue so big?
Yeah.
Tell me, Glenn. I'm asking. Okay.
So this is actually kind of funny because I was like, oh, I must be forgetting big tourist attractions in Minneapolis. And I swear to you, like, this is what it shows. It's like you could go on the Twin Cities Highlight Tour, the Essential St. Paul Walking Tour, the Complete St. Paul Walking Tour, the Historic Minneapolis Tour, or walk the Minneapolis Riverfront. Those are the top things. Top sites: Minneapolis Institute of Art, the Sculpture Garden, the Mill City Museum, and Target Field.
Wow.
So WWE, it's on you. Oh, there's what's this? There's a sculpture in Minneapolis that looks... Oh, it's a cherry on a spoon. Yeah. A spoon bridge and cherry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it back then. Never mind.
That's on the Minneapolis must-sees.
Sure, definitely.
So, yeah. Paisley Park, though, is... I'd go to Paisley Park. And
you also, like, a gentleman of a certain age. And swag level.
Who doesn't love Prince?
I mean, Squares. I don't know.
Yeah. Squares, yes. So I mean, Cleveland has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so sure, there's that this year when you go to SummerSlam. I don't know, it's I think WWE is realizing, and they're talking about doing more with UFC. I think they're realizing the money is in doing destination, you know, like Disney learned this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Where it said, hey, if we could just own somebody's vacation, where you're going to Disney Park, staying at Disney resorts, Disney, 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 like that's a multi-billion dollar take each year. I think WWE is recognizing that they're getting cities to pay them. They're making money on tickets.
Absolutely.
If they can figure out how to get a taste of accommodations, oh my God.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Again, I know we kind of are dragging Minneapolis here, but it's a one-night thing, like Cleveland. Right? I've never been to Cleveland before. I'm sure it's a fine city, but it's one night. So in my brain, I could probably fly in the Friday, see the show the Saturday, leave the Sunday. Once you're telling me the event's a weekend and there's a SmackDown before and a Raw afterwards, now I've got to block out a whole week. And if I have a job that gives me limited PTO, I'm self-employed, which means I'm basically unemployed. Am I going to burn that time in a city that's not on my list? Going to France for an American is great. Going to Australia, it's great. But when you tell me Cleveland, Minneapolis, Des Moines, Orlando, Des Moines, do I go, well, do I want to burn it? And again, these towns are trunk. I get that. But it's like, is it for foreign fans? I don't understand.
Hey, I say let's have Survivor Series at the Field of Dreams this year. No, let's just all out. Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing if they're just like, okay, like WWE, I know we're critical. That was a freebie. Let's do a Raw or SmackDown at the Field of Dreams.
The cage of corn.
Oh my God, that'd be cute. And that's where I have the new Wyatt family.
Oh, it'll
be great. I don't know what they have to do with corn, but it'll just kind of work as a vibe. No, I think here's WWE. You know how right now they're like, every gate's the biggest gate ever. You know the reason why? Because tickets are more expensive than ever. Given the demand for live events, given the way they've changed their touring schedule, they're not running small secondary market house show loops right now. It's interesting. The new powers that be would rather focus on these big gate events and getting people to drive in from the surrounding areas. So when you look at how much tickets are, it actually starts to make more sense that you're not talking about this is like from the going out budget. This is now coming out of the vacation budget for families that want to go. And if you want to come out of the vacation budget, people aren't spending vacation money to go to one show. You got to give them 4 days worth of stuff.
I have a question though, and it's probably not related, or maybe semi-related. Does that drive the price of SummerSlam 25 up or down for the host city? Knowing full they're going to Minneapolis the year after, do I ask for like less? Like, hey, look, we're overlooked already. Let me get something in there. Yeah.
I think they can name their price right now. If a city wants WWE bad enough, I think that WWE, however they do it, and I don't know if it's through tax incentives or what the exact compensation is that they're, that, you know, I mean, it's not just like, here's a basket of local cheeses from Minneapolis.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Hunter, for bringing your SummerSlam to Minnesota. Yes. And it's to give it to him in a Viking helmet, you know? That'd be amazing. But no, I think that we're going to see if you're competing now with the idea that Saudi Arabia wants one of the big shows, local municipalities got to step it up.
True. I'm with that. I totally get that. Just the 06, 2026 thing was weird. The city was weird. I love 2 days Summer Slams. I wonder if they'll make it the all-star game of WWE, but just kind of the timing of it, of the announcement and the time we have to wait is kind of weird.
Why did Parks and Recreation have to end and we can't have an episode of Pawnee trying to attract the Royal Rumble to Pawnee, Indiana?
Oh my
gosh. And spend their entire budget.
I can see that.
WWE money.
I see the PowerPoint video, right?
Yeah. I think Minnesota, I know newer stadiums like the NFL has a way they look at things. I know WWE has a way they look at things. I think they look at geography. They look at accommodations because you got to be able to run stuff. That's why it's funny about them running Vegas for Mania, because it's like Vegas is an expensive town to run things in, especially when you start talking about WWE world. But again, what's the company?
The merch
company, Fanatics. Yeah. Fanatics pays a license fee. So Fanatics is picking up the cost. WWE doesn't care so much. Like, you want to run a convention in a union controlled city with like the hospitality hotels and whatnot. Like, everything costs a fortune. So if WWE is just getting license fee from Fanatics and they got to figure that out, that's beautiful for them. You know,
I get it. Money hand over fist, but I wonder how long the bubble's going to last. Because, look, there will be a correction of wrestling business. It's always cyclical, but to say 2026 we're expanding is just very, very bold. Very bold.
Royal Rumble 2 nights is next. And that actually makes sense.
That does not make sense.
And women's one night, men's the next.
I get that as a wrestling fan, as a wrestling enthusiast. But the thing about the Rumble is it is the biggest night of the year for casuals. Those who even don't watch wrestling all year will watch a Rumble. You tell them it's the entire weekend, you may lose that I'll go looky-loo fan base.
Okay, what if we make the Rumble match itself 24 hours and just, you know, expand it to like every half an hour someone new comes in?
Wow. Someone just selling her 2 hours in the corner.
Yeah.
Hopefully I win. Yeah.
And Gunther just sitting in the room chilling, sitting in the ring, chilling by himself for like 29 minutes looking at his watch. Like, it'd be good. I don't know. They're in a time. Okay, so a bubble. Let's talk about this. Movies right now. Look at the problem movies are happening. Furiosa, massively hyped. Opening, lower expectations. On track to be the lowest opening weekend for Memorial Day since like Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Like 40 years. Fall Guy, underperformed. The If movie, underperformed.
I think movies are the best example because 5-10 years ago, it was like 3D, 4D, your seats were moving. They were splashing water in your face, charging $45,000 tickets. And now, if you go to an AMC theater, you can book it out for a family event. You could have your church service in a theater. I feel like they had to do all these other stuff to make that money back. And
popcorn tubs.
Yeah, that too. And I wonder, we read the same article. I wonder, like, will that be the same thing with wrestling, where we're going to these events saying, hey, look, it's 3 days on the surface of the moon. I flew all the way out here. You better fill my calendar. And it's not there.
Price has got to come down. They need to start doing something all inclusive. I need something from WWE that says, I'm going to pay this level of ticket. I get a 3-night ticket for SmackDown night one, night two of SummerSlam. And I get WWE World all one price. That's what I think they're going to need to have happen. But let me just say this on the movie front. Here's the crazy thing about how the tides can turn in terms of success. Six years ago, Solo, a Star Wars story, opened to like 100 million and change opening weekend, Memorial Day. And people consider that a bomb.
Sure.
And Furiosa now. Good movie. Saw it last night. I like Fury Road better, but this was solid. Very hyped. 30 million. Things can change very quickly. So WWE, get that bag while you can, but recognize you might have to innovate. We're going to see. We're talking off the air about NXT Battleground coming up at the UFC Apex in Las Vegas. Tickets for that start at $150. Limited quantity available, though. If you will get the seating chart there, not a huge venue. Ringside's like $500 for that. You know, we'll see if that manages to sell out given the high price. Scarce inventory. Right. If those tickets were 50 or 75 to start with, I may be sold out already.
Right.
So we'll see.
I like NXT. It's a favorite wrestling program, but I can't imagine paying $350 and feeling like I got my money's worth. And I thought I'd knock on any performer or tag team or storyline, but I can't imagine going to a show that's promoted as being intimate and up close and charging me that much without like a meet and greet or any kind of value add.
Meet and greet tickets close to $700 if you want the one with the buffet, the open bar, professional photo ringside, and a meet and greet with some NXT superstars. I didn't buy that.
Wow. Yeah. $750. That's crazy.
No, like seven. It's like $698 or something like that.
That is like GA at a F1 event.
Yeah.
That's like 3 days is grandstand through an F1 event.
But I'll tell you this though, Flobo, because NXT's coming to my town. If this was 6 months ago, with the way NXT storytelling was,
sure,
probably would have been a little more hype for that.
But that's different. If it was Stand and Deliver, I'll go, let's Stand and Deliver or Take Over Brooklyn or whatever the big thing is. But this is Battleground. We all know it's a filler between Stand and Deliver and the Great American Bash, which is a TV event. And you're saying
Heatwave.
Heatwave, you're right. And you're saying, what?
I know. Now, if you told me, the meet and greet was Italian style apps hosted by the family.
Wow.
And you advertise as that?
Hell yeah.
You know, and Tony D comes over and goes, oh, that wine glass looks a little empty. And he like calls someone over to like refill your glass.
Mm-hmm. Like Disneyland? Yeah. A character dinner?
Yeah, I might. If it was a character dinner with the family, a character Italian dinner with Tony D and the family, I'd pay $700 for my ticket for that, for the whole thing.
That's so stupid, but cool at the same time.
I think I could convince a friend of ours to skip Bad Bunny and come out if it was a character dinner with Shout Tony out. D.
Yeah. I'll acknowledge.
I think Jack, I think a lot of people would be like, well, what are you going to do? You know?
Ask you get a Luca picture. Crucifino for legal
I like wear a suit. I want to get, and you get a souvenir photo op with the family. Oh my God.
That'd be amazing. Those accents. Yeah, be great.
Hey, she commits.
If you say so.
Okay. What else is going on in the news? This is
something less interesting and fun. Pat Mahomes, the multiple time World Series? No. Super Bowl champion was on the Pat McAfee show a couple days ago and was thinking about, you know, just toying with the idea of stepping into the ring. Was Triple H, the head, whatever, honcho, content creator guy, was like, hey, man, we can possibly make that a possibility. Now, we've seen celebrities in the wrestling ring before, Pat McAfee themselves, Stephen Amell, all those people, and we've seen that ceiling rise quite a bit. But I ask you there, Glenn, what about Pat Mahomes in wrestling ring?
I mean, is this going to be like what we saw recently with what's-his-face, where it's just a cameo, or does he really want to train and do it? If he wants to train and do it, that'd be something, man.
He won't.
Yeah. That's the
this
problem.
This body only shills for prime.
I mean, I don't know. These crossovers are fun, but... And with where they're at now, again, they're on fire right now. It is a new era. I feel like...
Not you two.
What?
Not you two with that we're on fire.
No, that's they're on fire. They're on fire. No, I think that right now, because they got this Netflix money coming, because I mean, it seems like every like, which is amazing. This company is so resilient, given all the change, given all the scandal, given all the really bad booking even that we've seen. They're still doing well, despite, I mean, they have every, WWE has every reason in the world not to be doing as well as they are right now, but somehow it's hitting for people still.
True. And that's, and it's well earned, you know what I mean? It was a very dark time in the mid aughts, you know, 06, 07, as far as like character participation, as far as us thinking it was cool, and mm-hmm. they finally had to bounce back.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. What else we got?
And lastly, Natalya, the boat, the multiple time Guinness World Record holder in WWE, has a contract that's up for renewal. And even though she has 17 WWE years to her service, a new deal has not been signed. Now, someone on her level has lots of options, and of course, rumors have been swirling as to where Natalya can go. But as of right now, she's in a holding pattern. I ask you this, Glenn. Natalya, would you resign?
Yeah, I think she should. And in fact, you know, they don't really have as strong of a female coaching presence at the Performance Center as they once did. And I think that if she's thinking about the next phase after wrestling, I mean, she's working with so much younger talent. She's still great in the ring. I think she's still got a lot of on-camera, in-ring years ahead of her. But I think that we're already, you know, maybe what she's been doing at the Performance Center is trying that out. Like her and Carmen Petrovic, all her NXT appearances actually make a ton more sense when you think about it through that lens of her paying it forward for a new generation of female talent. So I would love to see her continue her career. And remember, her husband also still works there behind.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's kind of the also added thing there. I don't know, man. Like, I'm with you 100%. I love the player coach role. I think it gives everyone this little bit of a legitimacy because we don't, I don't believe in Natalya outright, but I think.
I don't believe in Natalya. You don't believe in her outright?
What I mean by that is like, yeah, she's fantastic. She could probably like twist my limb into a pretzel. But when someone goes, your challenger tonight is Natalya, if it's for a title, I go, she's not winning it. And so a question I have as a performer at this stage of career, is there still a desire to compete at the level to be considered like a Christian Cage or Adam Copeland? If she wanted to do that, she totally was in within her right to go, I'm willing to look at other offers. You know?
I think she should look at other offers, and I think they should make her, they should match it and guarantee her that within X number of years, she will be the head female coach of the Performance Center overseeing the women's division.
I like it,
you know, but they, she's worth every penny for the time. I mean, I also remember she was saddled with the worst gimmick
that I forgot about, but you didn't.
Cause it was so bad.
Sorry. I think about bad gimmicks for women. That whole Bobby Lashley thing was pretty bad. The Mae Young thing was pretty bad. The Piggy James, pretty bad.
Flobo, if you were on screen and every time you were on screen, they played flatulent sounds.
Yeah.
And that was your character's gimmick.
It's close to what I do now on the show.
I'm not saying it was like, oh, giving birth to a hand once. I'm not saying it was Katie Vick once. I'm saying this was an ongoing thing that they did once, and then someone said, let's keep doing it.
To me, the cat stuff was even weirder than that. Because we all toot there, Glenn.
Okay, Flobo, you're single, right?
I am now. I'm tooting all the time.
Yeah. Just imagine you're on national television at a time when the product was being watched by 3 to 4 million people. Yeah. And in every segment that was going on, and you go out to the club and someone's like, hey, I recognize you.
Yeah, you're the foreign guy. Yeah, I got you. All right, well, fine. My dad wrestled.
Yeah, it ain't. I don't care how good you are in the ring. That ain't a good gimmick. So give Natalya her flowers, but more importantly, give Natalya her dollars. She's owed for holding it down. We're going to talk about our King and Queen of the Ring predictions at the end of this show. New stipulation, Triple H announced winner gets that title shot for the championship.
Yeah, shout out to Sheldon Jackson with the super chat with that. I like that idea. To me, it seems pretty late, though. It, not only the announcement late, you have to wait 2 months to cash that in. I mean, two months
is going to be here before we know it, but Sheldon pointing out with his $10 super chat. Fun fact, the King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring winner receiving a world title shot will be the first world title shot awarded to the winner since the one Beast Incarnate Brock Lesnar defeated RVD in King of the Ring finals in 2002.
Mm-hmm. And beat Rock at SummerSlam, which I hated because that was the first time they used that stupid gimmick of, hey, you're now the number one contender for SummerSlam. Well, the question I have is then you still have a pay-per-view between that, Money in the Bank. So if you're Nia Jax, for example, I'm skipping ahead, and she becomes number one contender, why would you wait the 2 months if you have a PLE right in between? It's not WrestleMania. Well, it isn't waiting to go to WrestleMania. It's just a title shot. So why would you wait?
And here's my thought on this. So the problem with it is that it gives you some jump ahead logic to then try and reverse engineer who's going to win tomorrow, and then who's going to win their shot come summer. But what's interesting about Money in the Bank, given that we just had a long men's Money in the Bank briefcase holding period, it's like, okay, people are saying, well, Gunther should win. Yeah, but if Gunther wins, how are you going to deal with him? You know, he's not going to defeat Cody at SummerSlam. And it's too obvious to have him defeat Drew or Priest, but it's like, oh, someone could cash in. You know, maybe fail to cash in, they take the pin. That's how you keep Gunther looking strong, even though he doesn't win. Opportunity.
I get that from the writing standpoint, the logic standpoint, the creative standpoint. I'm just saying, in character, if I win the tournament and I have a number one, I have a chance opportunity 2 months from now, but I gotta wait past Money in the Bank with other people theoretically can jump that line, and I don't have the appeal of main eventing WrestleMania. Mm. Why would I agree to that? Why would I go? Well, that's great.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But it has an interesting twist. On things, Nia versus Bayley will be very interesting if that's where they go.
Yeah, I like it.
We'll see. So let's talk about the show tonight.
Yeah, Mike Rome's back. How about that?
Yeah,
Saudi Arabia.
We opened with Nia Jax versus Bianca Belair, those semifinals for the Queen of the Ring tournament. Bianca losing clean to Nia Jax, and then Nia calling out Lyra Valkyria. After like scaring Kayla Braxton with the mic in the ring back in her, like, it was intense. But what'd you think of this match and the booking?
I guess someone had to win and lose, and Bianca makes sense of taking the loss here, but she looked pretty weak, which is something I was concerned about. Now that she's being in the tag team division, she's not the Bianca Belair that went to WrestleMania. She's now one half a tag team. Jade, help me fight battles and talk to Nick Aldis for me. Boo hoo hoo. But Nia Jax, her work has been so great, and says, I want to run or buzz through everybody. Look, whether you like Nia or not, that's a very easy concept to sell. A big bully taking on the new guy. I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought Bianca was a little more protected. I get with her selling the knee injury, it kind of makes sense. But Nia cutting that promo at the end. She's buzzing through everybody.
Mm-hmm. And that's a risk you people take by putting Bianca Belair in that weak tag team division. So it's all on you. She beat one half of a tag team. You all know when you're a tag team, you can lose a handicap match 3-1. If you're a tag team wrestler, that's exactly what happened.
Okay, but do you think there's any danger that when Bianca and Jade take on Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae tomorrow, do you think there's any danger they're losing those titles?
No, there is no danger of them losing the titles, but it really was telling when the rookie Tiffy was like, ah, loser, and then Bianca goes, my leg, and then Jade's like, bet, I got you, girl. It's like, oh my God, she's a tag team wrestler now. Accept it. And that's what I was all about, that saying they should not be in the tag team together because they're stars, and now look what you got.
Forget recaps, Flobo. I think your talent lies in doing reenactments.
I don't know what I did.
Like reenactment summaries of what happened on wrestling television.
Yeah. Because I'm so mad. So mad.
You are. It was crazy that Tiffany Stratton was there. Ta-da-da. Just for that backstage segment.
Yeah. Imagine getting dressed for like 3 seconds of screen time. Oof.
Hey, Goldust used to do that all the time.
Stop touching yourself.
So good match though. Nia, let me just say this. A lot of people very dismissive of Nia Jax, very critical of Nia Jax before her release a few years ago. Since she has come back, I feel that she's greatly improved in the ring. She's greatly improved on the mic, and she has exceeded the way they tried to build her and present her. And I think she is at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, I was a fan of her before. I think you could tell in the end of her last tenure, it was a mental thing. The whole thing was definitely a cry for help as far as like, what am I doing here? But at the same time, she's come back. She's slimmed down. She has. I will always favor heels that try hard to be hated. I am over the indie style. I am a heel that like could smile and kick your butt and you cheer me. There's too many Darth Vaders out there. I want Hans Landas. You know what I'm saying? I want people that you go, this person is truly evil. And Nia Jax does that for her, you know, that brand.
Okay. Well, it was a hot opening.
Do you agree or disagree?
No, I think it's good. And we'll talk. I want to save predictions, but Lyra Valkyria was there. And I mean, yeah, I'm saving some of these predictions. Got to save some stuff for the end of the show. But Grayson Waller and Austin Theory were going to host LA Knight and the Grayson Waller Effect, but Carmelo Hayes came out and it turned into a 6-person tag of Carmelo Hayes, Grayson Waller, and Austin Theory versus the Street Profits and LA Knight.
That's good filler, man. That is some good night before pay-per-view 6-man tag filler. I get Carmelo trying to be him. He's coming off as like the arrogant face, which just sounds like a reset. I don't like that much. LA Knight's a guy, you have to use him somehow because he is stuck creatively. He can't get a title. He's kind of hanging around. This year was fine. Bobby Lashley's probably at a hammock somewhere enjoying a pina colada, you know, enjoying a good time. But it was a good filler match for sure.
Yeah. No, I think LA Knight over internationally, wherever he goes. It was good. He was good. Carmelo, he's being thrown into the deep end on the main roster.
He should.
But not, I mean, he's being thrown in the deep end with TV time and opportunities, but not necessarily with booking yet. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. It's and one of the big things I realized when when an NXT talent comes over to the main roster, they have less time to wake the weights of the ring, less time to have their matches, and you really get to see who can condense things like LA Knight and who has trouble condensing things like Bobby Roode or Shinsuke Nakamura. I think Carmelo has that because he can't saunter like a boss when you're a new guy. He really does come off like 1.0 Dolph Ziggler. Here's another reference for you. He would shake his hand backstage. So it's kind of like, oh, you're an annoying, young, brash guy. We got two more of those in the ring right now. How about you go out there and have a young, brash guy convention?
Yeah. And that's challenging, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you've got similar characters, you know, it becomes caricature.
Oh, that's deep.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exquisite. Think about that. I took the word and I slightly flipped it to mean something else that's worse than the original word.
I acknowledge you. I do. It's great.
Yeah. So, oh, man. Let's see what happened next after the Street Profits and LA Knight got that win. Cody Rhodes and Logan Paul met face-to-face in the ring. Okay. Logan Paul's promo game can be a little hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of this tonight?
I like Logan Paul when he spits the facts. You know what I mean? If he is going to be another young, brash guy, but has the IRL stuff to back it up, that's great. The moment he goes into the whole Eddie Guerrero, like, oh, you found my weapon. Whoa. I go, okay, this is the character Glenn was talking about. So I was not on board. I've already been sold for the match. I have my reservations for it. It should have been title for title. And then figure out who's going to do what afterwards. It's one title on the line, so it kind of makes it an exhibition match. But Logan Paul looking like an absolute buffoon doesn't help anybody.
Yeah. No, I think this promo of his started out really well. I thought it was a strong start. He had an energy. I think with this crowd, it was interesting because they're familiar with him. He was getting what chance, but at the same time, I think that they went easier on him than U.S. crowds do oftentimes. And so I feel like he got more of his stuff in without having to worry about, you know, people like yelling or booing or doing anything that would completely, even with the what chance, I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of talent just gets the rhythm of it down. And then they're like, oh, I'm just going to work my cadence around this. And then it kind of becomes, the crowd becomes my hype man, my Flavor Flav, if you will. Wow. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Well, I guess more Lil Jon with the what chant. Why haven't they done that? Why haven't Liz and Lil Jon ever just shown up to lead the crowd in what chants?
Because they've been trying to get rid of it for 15 years. That's why.
That would be amazing. Why doesn't that happen even at the height of peak Lil Jon? Why didn't we ever get that?
Well, are you implying there's no more peak Lil Jon, sir? He's doing wellness retreats now.
He's really?
Oh, that meditation. That. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm not even lying.
It sounds like a Chappelle Show sketch, but I believe you.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at Coachella when DJ Snake did his set and turned down for what came out, and Lil Jon didn't show up either weekend. Like, ooh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maybe we passed peak Lil Jon.
He is pivoting to the wellness. I mean, who isn't these days?
I mean, right? He was short up at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Short up at the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a bowl exposure. I don't say money, but exposure.
Yeah. I mean, he really livened up that crowd at the Super Bowl. Like, everybody lost it when he showed up.
I mean, yeah. If you're a rap guy, you know Lil Jon. If you liked snack food commercials, you know who Lil Jon is. If you love Chappelle, you know who Lil Jon was.
So
he was
an everyone. I'm going to put this out there. Maybe for tomorrow, maybe for.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Promo segment, you know, KSA, you got money. I know it might have been a little critical of this relationship, but let me just say, the powers that be in Saudi Arabia, you can afford to make this happen. Get Lil Jon on a plane and get him out there with LA Knight, and not only do you get the yeah, but you get the what chance, and it would just be amazing.
Yeah, if you can put that together, that probably an all-time moment. You're not even wrong.
I mean, that would forget the super WrestleMania at that point. Like, yeah. You've just surpassed the WrestleMania promo moment.
You said, what? Yeah, what? Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Be amazing.
Yeah.
But I thought this was a good face-off. They have not managed to build any suspension of disbelief as to what's going to happen in this match. I love when he's like, oh, I don't have my brass knuckles. It's like, even so, like, well, you could have a second pair of brass knuckles. Gee, Cody, you're really smart. You figured that one out on your own. There'll be shenanigans, I guarantee it, tomorrow. Yeah. Or maybe Logan loses clean and goes, oh, that's what I get for trying. You know,
this is, if I'm serious, if I'm like the Saudi like tourism board, I go, this is why we need WrestleMania. Stop tricking us around. What is this? Look, the stipulations, the promos, total shenanigans. What a waste.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe KSA finally caught on that they're getting sold. Not the prime stuff. Not one. Yeah. I'm sure Hogan will love to be like, hey, I've got the special limited edition flavor of prime. It didn't really sell well in the US. We got to get rid of it. But KSA, you should buy this. It'll be KSA only. That's kind of the equivalent of some of these matches they throw together. Roman versus Logan, though, that was still a great match. So I do have high expectations for what this match can be, but the outcome is not.
So that's a perfect example, because we knew that Roman was going to retain, but there really was a part of a group going, hey, look, if there's anyone else who'll be a long-term champion, we'll get under our skin, it's this guy. And then Logan came and over-delivered. So the match itself is going to be great. But if we have to sit through these promos where they're trying really hard to have this be the first opponent for Cody, not to mention Cody's dad, it's kind of embarrassing the way they're doing this. Then but it's kind of like, dude, this is, you know, there's no stakes. Just to say it's an open match, just to say it's a challenge at this point.
Well, and it is weird that the storytelling of this match is that Logan might try to actually legitimately win and lose, and it just makes him a bigger villain because he'll never fight fair ever again. That's going to be the promo after this.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Logan's a story.
He does.
I think we've had 2 years of I'm better than you. I'm famous. I made a bunch of money. That's great. But I do think he needs a story inside this.
LA Knight should wrestle him for control of the Prime Energy Drink Empire.
I like it. That's a story.
And LA Knight's going to change the name to Yeah. LA Knight should have Yeah Energy Drink.
Dumber.
Prime. Yeah. Oh, there's so much they could do with this. Guys, this just writes itself. So after that, Bailey versus Chelsea Green.
Wait, can I say real quick before we get to that one? So we have the interaction backstage with the DIY and Street Profits, and I was kind of like, so DIY heels again?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Or just kind of like a one-off thing?
I don't know, man. I don't know what to think of that.
No, fair enough. I was like, well, I never cheer for Ciampa. They ain't doing it now, but, the Street Profits look super face. That's cool.
I like the glass half empty, half full thing. That was legitimately clever.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Bailey versus Chelsea Green, but then we're going to talk about what I pop for the most night of anything. How's that for a tease?
Oh, I have ideas.
Yep. Bailey versus Chelsea Green. This was announced last week. Piper Niven was there. Good on Chelsea getting her moment.
Yeah. Kind of a sidebar, but shout out to the customers that made her Saudi gear look very close to her normal one. I realized that was an effort to do that technically on a technical level, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bailey still with like the role model, like Bailey, this face turned back, but she's still. I'm just saying we can get, you know, some tasteful updated Bailey buddies.
I love the hugger. It ain't coming back. Yeah. I remember this when she was on. Remember Corey had his podcast was after Bell. She was like very adamant. She going, I'm 30. There's no way. But I think Bailey's face turn is very much like how Carmella's face turn was. Or it's like, I'm him, but please cheer me.
This match was good. Bailey won as expected. Piper attacked Bailey after. Naya backstage said, keep the title clean for me.
Weird.
Yeah. AJ Styles wants another shot. He's got to earn it.
He doesn't have time.
Yes. Legado had a promo hyping up Andrade, and they threw around ideas of adding him to the group. So if you wonder how that's going.
Yeah. Well, my man Glenn once said, get these guys away from each other, and I'm inclined to agree. But I wonder what El Idolo means in WWE, right? Like, I know in AEW it was like the Black Mask thing, and by Black Mask, I mean like the Batman Black Mask thing. I wonder what that means on Friday night. And so, for him to do that, he needs other players, I think, because the whole history of Lucha is too early, if that's the story you want to tell.
I'm pretty sure it's still Spanish for the Idolo.
Oh, well, that closes that case. Moving on. The Idolo, Glenn.
The Idolo, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
If I was on commentary, that's the biting wit I would go. El Idolo, of course, that's Spanish for the Idolo. Right.
Yeah. Shoots a half. Here's the cover.
Yeah. No, I think it's good they're giving Andrade a push and a packaging, but it's like, man, you can't just have the Lucha teams and factions all fighting each other.
Mm-hmm. And not for what, a year or two, if you count Dom and Ray. It's been almost 2 years now.
Mm. So let's talk about what I popped for.
Oh, this is it. Okay. This is it. This.
Oh my God. I'm in the kitchen. I'm cooking dinner.
How are you cooking, by the way?
New version V4 Beyond Burgers, the ones with avocado oil, less saturated fat. Less
what
carbs,
was the old version?
Fiber. It had like more, this is simpler ingredients than the new one. Like the V4s, you'll see it. It says avocado oil on it. Very good, by the way. Very good. Making some of that. Bought some of the channel Sauce Stash. Has like the ultimate steak sauce that happens to be vegan. So I was like, oh, I'll make a steak burger. It'll be really good. Did some grilled onions. And what I do is I do thin slice the onions and then grill them up so they get really like stringy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Put that on the burger with some keto friendly buns. It was nice. Double burger.
That tastes like Friday night.
Mm. Yeah, it was good. So I'm sitting there and I there's Blair Davenport. And she says, opens the promo talking to like anyone, everyone, someone in particular. And Blair Davenport says, you might be out there living your truth. I'm like, oh my God. Do you know what that's a reference to? I think it's a reference to.
No.
Living my truth.
The first Nikita Lyons promo.
Oh,
on NXT.
Whoa. I'll walk right into that.
Yeah.
Nikita Lyons had promos? I wasn't paying attention.
The first vignette where Nikita was talking about, like, now, granted, you know, we have much love for Nikita and hope her recovery is going well, but her first promo was all over the place. She does martial arts.
Oh, yeah. She sings. She sings.
She's a freestyle rapper, and they cut to her freestyle rapping. She gets to the mic.
Living my truth.
And it's just like, okay, maybe we tried to cram too much into this promo. And the next week, they just had her like twirling around nunchucks and being badass. And I was like, yes, that works. We don't need to put everything into this.
Right.
Then she also talked about laziness. And I was like, oh, maybe that's a Wendy Chu reference because she took out Wendy Chu.
Okay.
As well. And so I was like, oh, they went deep with the Blair Davenport Easter eggs in NXT history. And I popped hard for this because it's rewarding me as a long-term fan.
Here's a question though. And maybe the answer has to be no, because I got a feeling. Wouldn't Blair Davenport be one of the few people that's primed for a clean reset on the main roster of Howard Tenor and Sander?
She said, you think you're being you're complaining that you're being overlooked for your shot. I'm the one that's taking it. Like, that's what I liked about this. This was a general promo, but what they did is they put in some stuff that like, oh, hey, I know her history. I got, you know, the little Marvel Easter eggs in here for me, the advanced viewer that's been paying attention. But in general, she's coming to, well, let's see, what's everyone going to do? They're going to send a message and put the locker room on notice and take what's theirs.
All right, pretty standard affair, but you're right. If you are a long-term viewer, you get rewarded with stuff. But I don't know, man. It'll take me a lot to believe in Blair Davenport again. She's taking a lot of L's, dude.
Hey, they go to a lot of venues with a lot of parking lots.
That's true. Take mass transit when you go visit.
Ride share. You get dropped off near the door when Blair Davenport's there.
Get dropped off when you can.
Yeah. Is there a train that goes right into the arena? Because maybe...
like a monorail?
Yeah, like a monorail. Is there something? You know, figure it out. No, I popped for this. This is cool. I hope... Look, Wendy Chu's coming back. I hope Nikita's doing well. Sol Ruka's back. Sol Ruka, pardon me. Sol Ruka sounds like God does my taxes. But I think...
Sol Ruka.
Sol Ruka.
Look, Glenn, you can't write these off. You got to be careful.
Yeah. It's Tall Ruka. He likes to surf, but he also gives solid tax advice.
You tried a Roth IRA, right?
Yeah. Never mind. I could do more accounting jokes. No, I think that Blair Davenport, it'll be interesting to see how they use her on the main roster. I'm surprised she got the call-up, but it's cool.
I did too. I thought she was going to be the gatekeeper, the level one boss, or what have you for NXT. And that's not a bad role to be in because you get to have a job, but she gets the call up. Here's an opportunity. You're in the deep end. Can you find a way to recapture NXT UK magic?
Yeah. We'll see. But I pop for this. However, what did you think about this tense conversation between Paul Heyman, Solo Sikoa, and Tama Tonga, where Paul Heyman might be breaking off from the bloodline?
I love it. I love it. Because they addressed my concerns with the new bloodline. It was, first of all, where's the other guy? Oh, customs turned him away. Could be true, could be not. I don't know. That's why I like my wrestling storylines. But the whole, hey, Solo, you are here to keep it warm until Roman comes back. I am still maintaining the bloodline, so I make the decision until Roman comes back. I needed that reset because it really felt like for a while, Solo was just looking mean in the corner for no reason. He was a heavy to no gang, and I was getting disinterested. So I thought it was great. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, look, I think that it's a question where they go from here. And we got Jacob Fatu waiting in the wings. Think maybe next Friday.
Man, the world's going to be crazy when he gets to debut in NXT. A separate storyline. It's like him and Chase U. Jacob Fatu. Yeah.
My prediction for next week is we start to see some real TV tangible action on the Wyatt family front. If not this Monday, they might be jet lagged this Monday. Sure. Maybe next Monday.
I'm with
and Jacob Fatu. I think those are Wyatt's on Raw and Jacob on SmackDown. I think those are like the two big storytelling chess moves that happen post King and Queen in the Ring.
I always give WWE a grace period after Mania and after SummerSlam. And I know as much as I like King of the Ring, it definitely was a stopgap measure. So I've been very patient with the lack of storytelling in the past 6 weeks. But yeah, the test starts now. So after they come back, give me some stuff for the summer.
Yes. Yes, yes. Let's talk about this main event. Tama Tonga versus Randy Kenneth Orton, right?
Keith.
That's my name. Keith. That was my first guess. And I was like, no, it's not Keith. Kenneth. No, it's
definitely Keith. Yeah, definitely. That's the guy who lives in St. Louis.
Randy Keith Orton.
Keith Stone. Remember that guy?
He keeps saying the three most dangerous RKO. Wife said the three most dangerous RKO, which stands for Randy Keith Orton.
That's what it should be, but.
Be amazing. Keith. Keith is kind of like Keith. There have probably statistically been more high school bullies and elementary school bullies named Keith than any other name.
In the 70s?
Yeah, in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, because the time I came around, it was all Tylers. Tylers.
Yeah, yeah, it evolves. Yeah. I had a Tyler.
My name is Tyler. I know. Yeah, I was a jerk.
Yeah, you know what's up. Keith. Randall Keith Orton. Doesn't that sound menacing?
It does.
Yeah. So what'd you think of this match?
First of all, Ibrahim Al-Hajji will be back tomorrow. Like, what a weird time to make that announcement. Like, yeah, great. The biggest comic in Saudi Arabia is going to be your main event. Okay, it was fine. It was a good match. It was solid. I was worried about Tama Tonga taking the loss early in his career. But you know what? I think the match Randy Orton versus Gunther, which is what's going to be, is a lot more palatable for the crowd. So I think it will make a lot more sense for the show. So it was kind of hard to see him take that early loss to Tama Tonga, but it was fine. Remember, Ibrahim Al-Hajji tomorrow.
Yes. In fact, I'm trying to think about this now because I'm sure they have to go over the card of these shows with the KSA people that are paying a fortune for these. And I'm sure they got to like Naya's facing who? And they were like, right. Oh, no, you'll love her.
Yeah.
It's like a Wonder Woman meets Bird Lady sort of thing.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what it was. And yeah. I think it was kind of like, hey, we don't know women's wrestling. Hey, but here's somebody who's physically larger than a new person. Okay. Here's RKO. Remember him? He's Keith. Oh, great. It's fine.
Yes. But yeah, they would have been Gunther versus Tama Tonga. Who is this Tama Tonga you speak of?
Exactly. Remember when there was the one in, was it Crown Jewel, when it was like Team Hogan versus Team Flair? It's like, these guys, what? But that's what they want, right?
I mean, the greatest Royal Rumble was, they went deep on
Slide.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Or Mansoor, who never lost in Saudi Arabia, ever.
Yeah. Yeah, killer. Tama's entrance, good. Tama is, it's the new bloodline. It's got to kind of hit its stride.
Yeah. I like Tama's song too. I think Death Rebel gets a lot of flack, sometimes rightfully so, but Tama's song is pretty solid. But yeah, again, I give WWE the holding pattern of 6 weeks and NXT too. But yeah, something has to change and pick up. Like, it has to be new story beats and elements after King of the Ring. Or sorry, King and Queen of the Ring.
Solo attacking Randy after Randy won. Gunther's in the crowd looking on. Kevin Owens comes out. It's a stunner on Solo. So, I mean, this is not over with Randy and the bloodline.
It isn't. Hey, I was meaning to ask you this. I mean, we've been doing this. I've been doing this reviews for you since last August. What's your thoughts on the KO stunner? Are you a fan? You hate it? You're neutral? What's the deal?
Should be the pop-up powerbomb.
Wow. Hard take.
That's a finisher, dude.
The stunner's the finisher.
I know, but the stunner just kind of... There's some finishers where we suspend a lot of disbelief.
Okay. Like a pedigree?
Yes. Pedigree looks like it hurts.
It does, but the setup time. It's like, I'll just keep my head here.
Have we seen Sammy reverse a pedigree with the Rolling Yoshi Tonic?
I can't recall an instance of that.
Because that
I'm
would
not
be
going
dope.
To say no. Yeah.
Because the Rolling Yoshi Tonic is the one where he goes up over the shoulders, down through the legs.
Yeah, but I can't recall a time him doing that though.
But
I could be wrong.
You could do that with a pedigree. You could.
Yeah, you can break out, roll over, and then go into the.
Well, no, you just literally do it. You do a backflip up onto the person's shoulders.
Right.
Yeah, and then go.
He has to break out, and then you roll into it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope. You should do that. Randy and the Bloodline also sounds like a series of young adult novels. Or like a rhythm and blues band that plays like in the Southwest. Randy and the Bloodline.
Ugh, that does terrible. I got tickets to what? Fine.
Going to see Randy and the Bloodline down at the Snake's Hole tonight.
Yeah, next to the lemonade contest or whatever.
Hot
wing contest.
But no, they're going to continue on this. Okay, so here's the thing. We talked the other night about what's wrong with NXT. Mm-hmm. Abandoning storylines, holding patterns.
Yeah, they clipped it out on the wrestling
page. I know, because it was that deep and profound.
Yeah, but I never say anything positive that gets clipped out. It's always, here's some criticism. It's kind of messed up, bro. But yes, go ahead.
Yeah. We should have our, well, but we should have this ongoing thing, like our positive shout out, you know, moments of affirmation, like for people that are just doing good. In the world of professional wrestling, and we want you to keep on keeping on.
Absolutely.
Every week. You
know? Every week. Yeah.
Feel like thank you notes, but sincere.
Oh, okay. You know? A sincere one.
Yeah, sincere. Positive.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
like we'll give like our positive our moments of, well, we'll come up with a name for it. We got to brand it. You know, so just think about it. Chat room, think about it as well. But no, I think that the problem with WWE is we've been in a weird holding pattern since WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Monday, WWE, you get to recoup from your jet lag, run back half the matches we just saw at King and Queen of the Ring, go heavy on promos. We know it's going to be weird. You're going to be tired. You don't have it in you. But Friday, it's a new chapter. It's a new start. And you got to get the storytelling back on track.
Okay. How's that look?
We'll see.
You can't have a tournament, but just have one of those.
No tournaments. Well, the Wyatt thing, see, I don't know how this Wyatt thing seems like the most supernatural thing WWE has ever attempted.
It is. Yeah.
You know what, though? That works on a show where Damian Priest is the world heavyweight champion.
Not anymore.
Hmm.
Judgment Day 2023 maybe. Now they came much into a bike gang again. Dom is injured and Rhea's injured. And Finn's kind of a side character with JD McDonough. But that's the problem with the white stuff in general. I like the idea. The QR codes aren't personally for me, but it's a cool thing to look and compare notes and be on board. You're going to have a sick debut, and it can be the white 12. But then you have to think about what's going to happen week 3, week 5, week 6. How long is it going to go? How many people on the roster are you going to have to sacrifice to make this work? And I'm only saying this because in the past 5 years, we've had the last white interpretation with the White Rabbit. We've had Retribution. We've had other factions.
Okay.
Like the Final Testament. We have to see. Okay. What's up?
I got it. Week one. WWE brings back the Ascension. And what? The Wyatt family murders them.
Huh? Do they still compete together?
Well, they're going to get them back together for one night only. Okay.
Okay.
Week two, we get something with the Boogeyman. Just cause. And it's like the Boogeyman's like, Boogeyman just turns and runs away.
That's
like no match.
Hall of Famer. You bite your tongue.
I know. But he's that freaked out and scared by this. Week three, they bring back Sanity.
Wow.
The Wyatt family also murders them. Like just gone. Week four. What do we do for week four, Flobo? What
Who's
do we
left? Do? Final Testament? Please like
our Final Testament, that's for the pay-per-view. Pay-per-view.
Because they've grown as a group.
Yeah. But Karrion Kross says, I too have been studying the dark arts. And if you strike me down, I will become more powerful than you've ever imagined.
I want this to work because we all know what it means for Uncle Howdy and the White family and all that. And please don't, I'm not being heartless. But when you have factions that large and are doing the supernatural stuff, you need people to be afraid of them, intimidated by them, and lose. And it looks like it's going to be a majority of the roster if there's more than three of them. And I look back at the NWO days where the hours would just beat up half of the WCW roster. I go, is that going to be worth it when it's all said and done?
I don't know. That's not for us to say.
It is. You're the smartest one here, Glenn. I look up to you.
No, I think there's a lot they could do with this.
I hope so.
You know what they should do? They should give Matt Hardy whatever he wants to just record some videos through the static of him warning people that, like, I've detected like an evil spirit from the other realm. It makes all the storytelling sense in the world.
I swear to you, Avengers and Everything Everywhere All at Once has broke all multiverse stuff for me.
But this would be so good, though.
Okay. Look, the thing about me being wrong, I will totally admit when I was wrong, but I've been burned before.
They've got to commit to it. You can't. And this was the challenge they had with Bray before, is that Firefly Funhouse, aces. That always was very good. Some of those matches towards the end, specifically the one with Alexa and the box. WrestleMania, where they were projecting stuff on the ring.
Sure.
There's House been times Horrors it's stuff? Gone wrong. Yeah, the House of Horrors match. There's been times it's gone wrong, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think wrestling has kind of stepped away from the spooky gimmick stuff. And it's kind of a wholesale thing because House of Black is pretty much in shambles, or a shell of itself too, where it was 2 and 3 years ago. I remember when Alexa had the demon within her to come play with me stuff. I mean, that was hot in 2020, 2021. We were at home and had nothing to really think about. The House of Scares matches on NXT. We've kind of done that. Now we are looking at to see the next iteration is. We got revenge tours left and right now. People are on war paths. Can this iteration of whatever the Wyatt family are doing, can they find a way to get some of that old magic and not make it feel like a retread with other characters? We don't want Cousin Oliver. We don't want Cody and Vance. You know, we want something fresh.
Coy and Vance. Coy too made that mistake.
Sons of Thunder. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That was the other boy. Dukes of Hazzard. Sons of Thunder. Wow, that's the other show. that's the replacement for Walker Texas Ranger.
No, I hear you, man. It's they don't like. Let me just say, I'm not saying this is right or wrong. This would have been better when Bray was still with us. I think this would have worked better. I don't think they're going to do what is the best from a storytelling point of view, because it will come across as wildly insensitive, and that will be to take a page from Eazy-E's favorite movie, The First Power, and have Bray Wyatt's spirit, like Jason Goes to Hell, out inhabiting other people.
Oh, I see.
That would work so well from a narrative point of view.
In a movie, yeah.
Yeah. But even if for wrestling, could you imagine if Randy Orton was like, Bray's inhabiting? He'll just be seen as super tasteless and insensitive. But from a story point of view, though, it works better than anything else.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They're going to be talking about his spirit with this new Wyatt family.
I know.
There's no way. I would bet a significant sum of money that it will not be that his spirit has left this world. May he rest in peace forever and never disturb us again.
Sure.
As a character. That will not be the angle they take.
They won't. And I've said this on the show, I'm a big character person. I think character is overall, this could be one of the best characters on the roster. But your conflicts, for them to be good storylines, have to be solved in the ring. This is why I always shook my head at the whole Bobby Lashley, Rusev thing, because it was a situation that couldn't be solved in the ring. And so I wanted to be on board, but I don't want to watch episodes where people get beat up or kidnapped or possessed, and then we never see them again, because then by week three, we go, well.
But at the same time, Tony D'Angelo is a very successful, legitimate businessman, and sure, he cares about that Heritage Cup greatly.
Absolutely. And the difference there is that they worked with a team that didn't pay him, and he fought them because he didn't pay him. It was a conflict that could be solved in the ring. That's all I'm asking for.
Wrestling is, and you know what's funny though about this is that now when you look at what they're doing with TKO and with UFC, you would say going forward, no, more legitimate sports like presentation and approach. So I kind of respect that they're not doing that, because that would be really boring. I find that really boring when it's just about you're the best, or no, I'm the best. No, I'm the best. You know,
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's, to me, that's the worst storyline you can do in professional wrestling.
Best of sevens.
And then if we form a tag team at the end.
We are the bar.
I mean, for what it was, that worked pretty well. Okay, let's give some predictions. Let's give some predictions and wrap.
Let's do it. King come in the ring tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Okay. Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill for the Women's Tag Team Championship.
I have Jade pinning Indy Hartwell.
I could see that. Gunther versus Randy Orton, winner, King of the Ring, and gets that title match at championship on the winner's brand. So if it's Gunther, it's going to be Priest. If it's Randy, it's going to be Cody.
I'm going to give it to Randy. I think the legacy idea of it coming full circle makes the most sense for SmackDown storytelling, and Cody desperately needs an opponent, and it's way more open on Raw.
Lyra Valkyria from Raw versus Nia Jax.
Wait, what do you have?
I think Randy. If it's Gunther, Money in the Bank cash in. Or no. If it's... Actually, I think the men's Money in the Bank cash in could happen during either of these matches.
Okay.
It's SummerSlam.
Okay.
That's my prediction. They're going to try and protect... Because you got to protect Gunther. You got to protect Randy. You got to protect Cody.
And so DQ tomorrow?
I think you're right though. Randy wins, but it's got to be very, I mean, but can Randall Keith Orton beat Gunther, a man who's not lost very much ever? Can he beat him?
Yes,
with the three most vicious letters in sports entertainment.
It's going to be one of those situations where something happens outside the ring, he's distracted, and RKO out of nowhere.
What happens outside the ring that Gunther would be distracted by, though?
I guess the name of the game is, I don't think he's going to out-wrestle Gunther, but it's going to be one of those like super snap, oh my gosh, out of nowhere!
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
King Gunther seems too European for me, okay? I'll admit it. I said it.
Okay. Let's see what happens tomorrow. What about Lyra Valkyria versus Nia Jax?
Does anyone want to see Nia Jax versus Bayley?
I do.
Heck yeah. Lyra Carrera doesn't need to win this one. I think it'd be way too fast if she did win this one. We all know what happened to the last King and Queen of the Rings. So let's do someone who is established already.
Yeah, I think it's her time. She's on a roll. Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan for the Women's World Championship over on SmackDown. Raw.
If this was any other venue in the world, I would say Liv Morgan, but it's Saudi Arabia. Going with the man, Becky Lynch.
Okay. Yeah, Becky hasn't re-signed her contract.
She could do it Monday.
It's true. We'll see. Yeah, I think Becky, though. What about Sami Zayn defending the Intercontinental Championship against Chad Gable and Bronson Reed?
I really want Bronson Reed to win this one. I'm a big Bronson Reed fan. I bought the merch. I'm not a fan of Sami Zayn, that title position, but I do think he retains in Saudi Arabia tomorrow.
Yeah, I think Sami gets it. So, is tomorrow night Logan Paul's night to defeat Cody Rhodes for the WWE Championship?
You make fun of me. No, of course not. Cody Rhodes wins this one. And again, it should be title for title. You make it some kind of like a higher stakes situation, but US title not on the line, Logan's nothing to lose.
Wouldn't it be amazing if KSA, not to be confused with KSI, if KSA was like, no, Logan's winning?
I'll do you one better. If there was a side bet, I'll have that open up the whole show. Because it's such an eventful exhibition match. I'd rather them open the show and have something else later on.
Some men just want to watch the world burn. And certainly that would happen with the internet wrestling community if Logan Paul wins in the first match. If that's the opener of the show and Logan Paul wins that title from Cody.
Punch kick bionic elbow.
And The Rock comes out. And just like points at Cody and laughs.
Damn.
Oh my God. Yeah. Could you imagine? Ugh.
That is awful. What a way to go out.
That would be epic.
And The Rock with his bottle of Terramana leaving it by his face.
And then Cody grabs the mic and just goes, well, I guess it was your time, Logan. The joke's on me. And does the sad Charlie Brown walk to the back.
That is awful. Oh, my gosh.
Cody's winning. Cody's winning a thousand times over. At least that's not happening. I'm sorry. We're just trying to amuse ourselves on a Friday night. And hopefully you, the audience. This is such a predictable pay-per-view. PLE, pardon me.
Yeah. I'm not paying for it.
And you know what? A lot of viewers in the U.S. aren't going to watch it, and WWE don't care because they're getting paid either way.
They don't care, but maybe they do care if they go, this is great. Now give us a WrestleMania. Now give us the Royal Rumble. And the question becomes, will you watch a Royal Rumble at 9:30 in the morning Pacific with your boys or 6 a.m. Hawaii time with your boys because it's in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. Well, there you have it. Follow Flobo at Flobo Boyce. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow, Flobo, you and Jack together again to cover this here on Wrestling Inc. after the pay-per-view ends.
All weekend. We're doing King and Queen of the Ring tomorrow and then Double or Nothing on Sunday.
Godspeed. Thank you so much, everyone. Be sure to tune into that and we'll catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.